Dream. it work? The can you even hear me? Standing with your spotlight on me. Not enough to feed the hungry. I'm tired and I've been for a while now. I just seem lonely. The taste of ink is getting old. It's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. Instead gets more rambling like a lefty. Feel like a sea coming. Walk steady in the river drowning. This could be my chance to break out. This could be my chance.
Well, he looks at me with those innocent eyes and says it looks like you're wearing some kind of disguise because your hair sticks up, your shoes are untied. I hope that you got that shirt at half price and every word I say falls flat on the floor. I try to tell a joke, he's heard it before, and I don't think that I can take it no more.
Thank you. Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Clubballs! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spankwagon Radio, Clawballs and Trencher!
Oh, yes. Thank you, Cheeto, ever the popular snappy announcer. Yes, yes.
Except he's sort of repetitive.
That he is. We're going to send him out for some training. We're gonna
training?
Make him phonics, yes.
Phonics.
That's right. He doesn't speak much English. That's pretty much all he knows is the introduction.
Yeah.
We're working on it, though. We're working on it. He is from Taiwan, as everybody knows.
Yes, Taiwan. You can tell. He has such the accent.
Yes, he does.
Such the accent.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Taiwan... Man, I'll tell you what, I'm glad I don't watch TV.
Why is that?
Survivor. Taiwan.
Survivor.
Is it Taiwan?
Thailand.
What is there to survive in Thailand? I mean, okay, remote
mosquitoes,
island. You know
cannibals.
What? Let me tell you something. I never watched Survivor except for I saw one fucking episode where they're having it was Survivor in Africa.
Right.
Okay, and like they had to arrange a little fucking puzzle or something right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? You want to do Survivor in Africa? Send their asses to the Ivory Coast. Okay? That's no, Survivor in
make
Africa.
Make them police in South Africa.
Oh, shit.
That's yeah. Survivor. Fuck everything else. Here's your badge. Here's your gun. Run.
Survivor in Thailand. So what do they have to do?
Make shoes. You have to make 50 pairs of shoes.
Underage prostitution?
Is it hiring or turning them into?
Probably turn them into, you know.
Well, they're all old people I saw on TV.
You know,
like their big challenge was to swim in this lake.
Maybe they're having to breed kids to put them into prostitution.
Hey,
that's the surviving challenge.
Wow, that's
well, no, actually,
an 18 season sort of thing.
That wouldn't be Thailand. I'm sorry, that would be more like India for the silk trade.
I heard that small Taiwanese boys were their main export.
Small Taiwanese boys,
probably.
Hey. We should tell them who they're listening to.
That's right. This is Spankwagon, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Which works.
Woohoo! That's right.
Yeah!
I'm your host, Claude Balls.
I'm your host, Trencher.
And we're here.
With?
Oh, Smacks in the background.
Smacks in the background. So
that's right.
When you hear us, shut up and you hear...
You'll know he's talking.
You know he's talking.
It's actually... I can actually hear myself pretty well.
And thus you're stuttering because you're listening to yourself.
Listening to it.
Told you that. It's just, that's just annoying.
It's a vicious cycle.
Hey, man, I want to first say, glad to have both back because I had to do this shit alone last week.
Yeah, that's right. I had to fucking move, that's why.
You were moving, you were...
Dealing with shit.
So I was running all music and hopefully the Archiver Supreme will have last week's show up already.
Next week's
show. If he has next week's show, I want to know how funny we are.
He's
got something going.
The show at 88 miles an hour.
My car's still here. Yeah.
His car's still here. He looks out the. I love it. Yes, cars. We got some stuff to cover.
We have a lot of stuff to cover
in there. Our week off, and first off, I want to just bring up some information that I decided to do a little querying on the website, and I love our visitors.
Is this the
dude, we don't. Not only do we have goat porn, not only do we have horrible amounts of goat porn, but we have got, and of course,
if you've got goat porn right there, then that's on your fucking directory on the server because I don't know where that shit is.
It's a hidden directory. Goat.spank.
Speaking of which,
goat.vftp.net.
Speaking of which, since Henderson went down yesterday, The entire city of Henderson.
They swallowed.
Yes. They fucking went down and swallowed. So apparently they wanted to come back for sloppy seconds. So our one division out there where Enrique works at had to come work the graveyard shift at our building.
Aww.
Immediately I come in today, my phone is cranked all the way up on 10, and there is the stench of feta and onion.
Oh! Yeah!
See, onion I could sort of take.
So,
the feta?
Fuck that goat porn.
The feta? Yeah. Hey, no, you you want to know what's really bad? Is I will say this, and I'm saying this right now. First off, welcome to our confirmed listeners. If you want to be a confirmed listener, just like Cheeto said, go to spankwagon.vftp.net, follow the chat link, and follow its instructions. It'll get you here, and you can chat with us, especially if my man Omar is out there listening. If Omar's listening, come on into the chat room, dude. We'd love to have you. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry. You got to go to the front page of the site to understand what the hell I'm talking about.
That is correct.
So it's right there on the main page.
Fucking thought I'd, like, prank troll dude, idiot.
Page, the site, what the hell you're talking about.
Dude.
You're like a Freud case.
How am I Freudian? You're the one that's always talking about taking it in the pipe.
You're the one masturbating the pictures of your mother.
Huh? Is he trying to be funny?
Thank God he's not on mic right now. If I try to think about it, man, I have a fucking aneurysm. Okay.
Yeah, well,
if it weren't for my horse, I wouldn't have spent my year in college.
It's a bad, yes. Reverend Hammer puts out the troll bait. Now, see, that's what I was thinking, because I was seriously thinking that dude was trolling me. And by the way, if you're wondering, I'm talking to him in a chat. But yeah, I thought that dude was trolling me hardcore, so I don't know what's going on. I'm just kind of playing it out.
Hey, Kilroy, I see ya.
Yes, he waves back. All right. Some statistics. This is from our message board. Now, I want to say this. First off, I'm very, very, very pleased people post on our message board.
Yes.
I absolutely love it, because there are some great topics. And this past week, I cleaned up the message board considerably. I added a bunch of new topics. I got things categorized.
I did notice that. You broke it up.
I had to, man. It was a mess.
Fantastic.
Yes, it was well needed, because everything was just in those two, and it made it just a pain to go read stuff.
We've also learned a little bit too much about our fellow Spank fans out there.
Oh, Jesus. Anything? Yeah, biggest link right now, right, is the... fuck, I didn't get that. But I do have the biggest poster. This person, I gave him the title of excuse you. I gave him the title...
Yeah, I turned away from the boom mic.
The boom mic?
Yeah, that came across great on the levels, by the way.
Hey, we do like playing with the VU meters, but this gentleman is a Spank Wagon message board whore. That's all I can say.
Whore.
Nothing wrong with that.
Go-go boots, eyeliner, and all.
Yes, and this Spank Wagon message board whore is one of these ones that, you know, he yells and rags on people and gets them fired at work. He's good at getting people fucking terminated at his job. And yet he's on his lunch break on Spank Wagon. But anyhow, I gave him a title, much like the three of us, right? I don't know if you're in there yet.
I am.
But I don't know if you're considered a provider of Spank. Like, we're Claude, me, Kilroy, Rev, we're all providers of Spank.
You should just label me as, like, Pipe Boy.
Maybe. But Oscar, I know you're gonna listen to this, but I want to say you fucking rock with 234 fucking total posts.
You know what that is? That's mad whore props.
Okay.
A site for the whores.
Dude,
by the whores.
We love it. But you know what?
The whores.
The person who used to run in the lead and is now currently in third, and we'll get to them. But, you know, it was like he used to be in the lead, but he's in third. Because second was a new person. A person who, smack, actually got turned on to the wagon. A person who, before I left today, sent me a little IM message saying, "Are you on tonight?" And I said, "Yes." And I could tell. Not really, but I pretended that I could tell that they were absolutely giddy. Red Rum. 175 posts.
Wow.
You mentioned her name, now she's creaming her panties.
No shit, because you know what? She just kind of came out of nowhere, and she made that post. She says, "I'm taking over."
Yes, she did.
And she's old, you know, and granted, she's scary. Still about, 60 posts behind Oscar, but she's getting there.
That's great. Mad whore, but not quite Oscar whore props.
More. But third, dude, I don't know what happened. He was like, he is, in my old boards, postmaster.
Yes.
Wait a minute. That sounded really fucking dumb.
Yeah, that was...
But hey, he could post, man.
He was missing zip code.
Yes, he is a he's a number three with 145 total posts. It's Kilroy McFadden. As a dump in a Cheeto.
Yes.
You are not your post count.
You are not Tyler Durden.
Wow. You are not your post count. Yeah,
you are not your post... No, no, you know what? These guys are. These guys rock. They are their post counts. Because I absolutely fucking appreciate them. You want to know why?
Because of the subjects? Because you got to hear Red Rum talk about not liking to eat semen and Kilroy talk about the how he loves the taste and smell of pussy?
Yeah. I'm sorry. This shit's worth it. That is awesome. Because you know what?
Rum and I have talked about her aversion to semen. And I will not lay the entire conversation out, but
thanks.
If the circumstances were right and the amount of alcohol was correct, I think she'd probably go for it.
Now, you know this for a fact, or this is an assumption on your part?
This is an assumption on my part.
Okay.
This is an assumption on my part.
Nice.
Is she in the room yet?
No.
Okay, good.
Doesn't mean she's not listening.
Oh, I know.
So.
My
Anyhow.
By the way, you know what? Perhaps that'll be another topic on the message boards right there.
What?
Have the betting pool.
How You know what? Now that we're the VFTP servers are running on a different whole different system, running on Apache.
Yes.
I got to get off my ass and learn some CGI. I'll put a fucking poll up like that.
Cool.
I have no problem doing that.
Cool.
But give me time. It's going to take a while. But
are you actually going to put some CGI message boards in? Like
these? Well, what? Whitey and I are actually talking about this right now. We're talking about possibly moving everything over. So we don't know
but
yet.
Like easy board?
No. Taking all of his, because his is CGI hosted on his machine. All we have to do is unlock those preferences and unlock the permissions and privileges, and we'll drag the entire thing over and dump it on VFTP. And that's it. We'll be done.
Yeah, Whitey's a hell of a guy when it comes
Whitey's
to
Whitey's awesome. So Whitey, I'm going to talk to...
Whitey's the shizzle.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Vert and see if I can get Whitey into getting him a login. Even though he's a PC user, we could definitely all use his knowledge. Mm-hmm. So I'll say
Whitey's
kudos.
A swell guy.
We could use him like the CGI whore that he is.
You know, I have this funny feeling that my chat room is dead. I don't know why, but they're all like fucking quiet now. I mean, I haven't gotten anything out of these people. Am I broadcasting? Is this thing on?
I hear you.
I'm broadcasting.
You're broadcasting.
All right.
Oh, well, perhaps they're just enthralled with the conversation.
Yes, the numbers are enthralling them.
They started talking about the message boards and the
podcast. Now they're all posting. Now they're all posting.
Exactly.
So, yes. By the way, you can post them, spankwagon.vftp.net. Why? Because it fucking links there now.
That's right. It
Yay.
Works.
And, of course, I gotta say this. I got to do this for Kilroy. Geek.vftp.net.
We'll
take
right.
you to his site,
mm-hmm.
The Geek Report. And, of course, I'm working on adding some more very good stuff to VFTP.
Peachy.
No goat porn, Chris.
Come on.
Goatc.cx.
Yeah, guys, by the way, anyone out there who's listening, especially those of you that are at work, go to goatse.cx. Just do it now.
No.
See hello.jpg.
No. No. No.
You know that guy died, by the way? Like, they had this big thing on
why does that sound more like an urban legend?
No,
it
kind of
does.
He's dead.
Yeah.
The guy was, like, in his late 60s.
Was this, like, on CNET?
I saw it on a couple of different news sites.
Like,
I
legit.
I saw it on FARC.
Oh, well, FARC is always legitimate.
Oh, yeah. FARC is 100% legitimate. Hey,
like,
by the way.
What's up? What's that?
You know, I saw the cross-reference in The Onion.
What?
Never mind. Hey, another little bit of statistics, and this is another one that's got me all happy. I haven't been keeping I have not really kept a counter on the site except for the past 155 days.
Mm-hmm.
In the past 155 days, we have hit a total of 2,032 unique hits. 78% of our visitors are unique.
And just like well. We love each
and every one of you.
That's right.
And we think of you at night.
Mm-hmm.
At least he does.
Yeah, well.
Oh,
hey, let me think of a couple right now. I'll be back.
Okay, yeah. Dream
of wow, go pipe. For it, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, look at me, I can't concentrate.
There's the hell out of me. We need to get a longer cord on
if
that.
If he asks for biscuit, if he asks for biscuit, say no.
I need a cookie.
What?
Yeah,
oh.
Sorry,
ah,
yeah. It's
yuck.
Great to watch the farm boy get it, isn't it?
Man.
Did you meet...
Shit. Slam on Trench Day. Impressive.
I didn't slam.
Day?
Day. Yeah. Fuck you. All right. So I had to say that because I was really pleased with some of the site statistics.
Because as everyone knows, there's nothing Trencher loves more than patting himself on the back.
Damn, my elbow hurts.
Yep.
Could you pat me on the back for a little bit?
I'm afraid it's some sort of sick sexual game you're into.
No, that's him. Everything's a sick sexual game with him. There he goes again. Told you, just had to get him a little excited. And it's over with. Spankwagon of VFTP.net.
Okay. So that's actually great. That's good site news. We're really getting up there.
We're finally getting up there. And even with that downtime, the day after the first week of downtime, we had the week of downtime, that Monday after, 40 fucking unique hits in one day. That's the most I've ever had in one day. Now, I know some people might think, 40, that's not a lot. Well, for our site, for Spankwagon, that's fucking great.
I really wish I knew where these were coming from. That way we could get some demographics in and see where our market is.
You know what? I bet I can get, I could tell you.
Because I know one place where these may be coming from.
Oh, yeah.
The porn.
Yeah, actually, I did a quick check, but I wasn't able to actually print them out of unique words that are used. I've gone over these before.
Asian cum whore.
Has not been used yet, but dildo. Slut.
No. Asian cum whore right there?
Yeah.
Those are the keywords to type in the LimeWire.
See, but I don't think it's going to reference the LimeWire as well. I don't think it's going to take that reference in.
When you go onto LimeWire, if you type in Asian cum whore,
yeah.
Tit decided, had a great idea. He threw a fucking monkey wrench out there. It's a file called asiancumwhore.jpg. Mm. And that's a description.
Yeah, it's your advertisement.
Yes.
It's your advertisement.
And people have been downloading that a lot.
Well, I know.
He put it on, and within 2 minutes of putting that in his available folder, people were downloading it.
That's great.
It was very quick.
That's awesome. But the question is, and we wouldn't really see where that's tracking from other than
we
unique.
Would not see that, no.
So.
Unless you logged IPs and asked them.
I think I know what happened here. It looks like my connection into my chat is no longer good. So
you know what? I'm glad it's the chat and not the
fucking whole
broadcast.
Fucking broadcast.
We've had that
before. We'd just be sitting here
chatting to ourselves.
You know what? The broadcast going down is even more repetitive than, you know, Trencher's Tales of Iowa.
What? How am I repetitive?
Trencher's Tales of Iowa are...
Here we go.
Just don't listen to him the first time.
Well, that's the idea. You just try to ignore him from now on. But anyhow, so, how have you been this week?
Well, I was great up until this show. I was perfect. I mean, aside from, you know, today, I would have to say my life's been wonderful, and now I'm less of a human.
Really?
Mostly because of him and you.
I don't think it's because of the show.
No, it's not.
I was going to say, because you're already getting into one debate right there for your car.
I know. Yeah, we're looking into that. Right now, folks, if you're listening in, and you're actually able to listen in, the chat is down.
I've been having problems with chat lately.
So chat's down right now, folks, and
so
I do apologize. So, yeah, you know what? We got some of the message boards. Keep it in topic, though. Fuck, that was a pain in the ass to clean.
Fuck topics.
Yeah, fuck you.
We'll be checking in periodically on the chat room right there on IRC to see if we can get it back up. But in the meantime, we're doing fine without it.
Yep. So anyhow.
Oh, I need my chat.
Yeah, chat's okay. It only tells us what they're saying and thinking immediately. Ah, man. Yahoo.
Oh, hey. Let's go troll some Yahoo chat. See if we can get some people pissed off.
Yeah, we may do that a little later. We'll think about
fun.
That. Trolling's great.
Fun.
I love trolling. You guys know it. Well, you at least know I love trolling. You witnessed it.
Oh, yeah. I think the oddest trolling experience was I trolled Trench, and Trench was trolling me, but pretending to be me in real life.
Yes.
I was getting trolled by myself.
He was, and because I knew right away that I was being trolled, so I decided, why the fuck not?
That is the most odd. You didn't know who it was at first.
Yes, I did.
At first,
you made like one stupid simple slip.
I made one stupid slip, but before that,
I really didn't have a clue, so I was going to play with it. Because
I couldn't have done it anyhow because you would have done the IP lookup and seen where I was from.
Well, that's what I was trying to do, but I couldn't get around to getting that done because I was at work. But
yeah,
it was fun. No, we were using the
Dalnet.
Web-based IRC chat that I have on our site.
Dalnet. But yeah, I actually trolled somebody and I was pretending to be somebody else, and the person was actually trolling me, pretending to be me in real life.
That's just
insane. It's the weirdest experience I've ever had on the internet.
Is that the chat?
Yeah, it looks like I'm back up. I'm still not trusting it. Anyhow.
But hey.
If anybody out there can actually type in the room and see us, lick your own asshole.
Please. Please. Type.
If anybody is trying to get into chat right now,
it's sketchy at best.
You might want to try hitting refresh on there. Hit Alt F4 for Windows users, or Control Q on Macintosh.
Yeah, that'll help.
Q stands for quickly refresh.
Quickly refresh. Quick fresh.
Speaking of Mac, I have to blow my own horn. The reason I wasn't here last week was because I was studying my ass off.
Why?
For a new position with a company that I'm with, it is required that I pass the Apple desktop certification exam.
Folks, he's working at a fucking Apple store here in Vegas. Ladies, we've got. I mean, you want to talk about? Now, here's what I have to laugh at. Out of the three of us, who was always Mac?
Oh, you.
Yeah. Me. I don't think I sold you guys on it, but you know, both of you started getting Macs. You first, and then Claude here. So, yeah. But I have to say, aren't you happy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You bombed your Mac though, and I got to put that image up.
I have a photo. I've created.
I have never seen a bomb. He actually hit a bomb
in OS X.
In OS X, that's the first bomb I've seen ever in OS X. What were you trying to do?
I don't remember, but it's further proof that no matter what you do, if you put your mind to it, you can fuck it up.
Thank you.
It's hard to fuck up X, too.
Yeah, he fucked it up, though, because it put a bomb, and I haven't seen a bomb, you know, in X.
And you saw in the X graphics, too.
Dude, it was beautiful. It was a great-looking bomb. I mean, you know, it was sort of like, it was one of those images you see on your computer, and you know it's not a good image. You know, it's like, you should be going, oh.
But because the way it's designed in OS X, it's a happy bomb.
It's like, whoa.
It is a happy bomb, my friend.
Happy
bomb. It is good for the to blow them up. Yes.
You start on plane because it like altitude.
Yes. It was happy crash.
Happy crash?
Happy crash.
Happy
Everybody
crash.
Was grinning as we hit the world.
They were saying, welcome, crash.
Anyway.
Ooh. I am happy now.
Yeah. Anyway, with less than 30 hours worth of studying, I did pass the Apple desktop certification.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations. So we can come to you to get free and cheap X serves when it comes to time to go big time?
Oh, yes.
All right.
I'll be selling them out of the back of my car.
All right.
Probably.
Hatchback and all, you know, have an X serve rack, and you're like,
exactly.
Squeak, 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 this one's yours.
Exactly.
Squeak, 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 this one's yours.
So
do you get I can just picture that, too.
I got a question.
Racks bolted
I have,
the
I have to ask this question.
Okay.
You're going to Cupertino, California.
Yes. I leave Sunday.
You leave Sunday. Now, you're... are you taking a camera?
2 weeks. If I can find one.
Okay. And are you going to meet the man?
I have heard tale that I'm going to meet the man.
That's not the man.
For the first day of training.
Steve Jobs. Now, if...
Come back to me when you meet the Woz.
Yes. Well, I know that. You know that. But still. To say you got to meet...
No, what's funny is... As Smack announced this earlier, he was talking about it, and all I can picture is that scene from the Pirates of Silicon Valley where Jobs is harassing that guy, asking if he's a virgin and shit like that. I just picture that as fucking Smack.
See, a virgin? You're a virgin? Uh-huh.
Do you mean by a ticket in the pipe, Mr. Jobs?
You know? If he asks, that's what I'm going to say. Let's see. Do you mean ticket in the pipe?
Oh my God! Can you imagine? He comes back with
shortest career in Apple ever.
Yep.
I'll be out.
And nowhere near as destructive as Gil Alamados or Alamados, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
You know the guy that ran Apple in the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From Pepsi.
Yeah. Notice Pepsi's doing great.
Yeah.
But despite that blue shit.
Yeah.
The Pepsi blue to me. So somebody told me this right here, I forget who, but they're absolutely right. Pepsi Blue tastes like carbonated Otter Pop.
You know what else is nasty?
It's Louis Blue fucking raspberry.
Yeah. And you know what else is nasty?
Hmm.
That red Dr. Pepper.
Oh yeah.
Cough syrup. What the hell were they trying to accomplish?
Let me see.
Every so many years.
Coke. They said, you know what, we need something to compete with vanilla Coke. And you know what? You just can't compete.
Problem is, I don't even like vanilla Coke.
Vanilla Coke isn't bad. It's not the same as getting a real vanilla Coke at a diner, but it's far more palatable than regular Coke.
Yes. Liqueur. See, I find regular Coke more palatable.
Vanilla liqueur.
Yes, we made those last week. We made our own vanilla Cokes with vanilla liqueur.
Vanilla liqueur.
Yeah, we know how it is when you get people drunk.
Yes.
Go.
Have we told this story?
Yeah, we've told it.
Why?
The wife was so drunk one night. We were all partying.
Your wife or
my wife?
My wife
was so drunk. This is just a few weeks ago. So drunk that she was like, "Ah la la la, go Frodo!" Because we had Lord of the Rings on the TV, and "Ah la la, go Frodo!" All of a sudden, out of the blue, So we're she's puking. She has her head.
She's sitting there and just vomiting.
She's vomiting. I mean, just.
Oh, now wait. Vomiting
couches
all over Omidan's couch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird series of vowels put together.
Omidan's
couch.
Omidan's couch. Couch is gone. He's cleaning the cushion with the. My name is Billy Mays, and this stuff is OxyClean. Buy it in a 5-gallon tub and make paste with it.
Get out your wife's vomit.
Thank you. Exactly.
God damn.
So check this out. Take a take a trash can like a normal like a normal kitchen trash can.
Yeah.
That's what we had her head in. She looks up, sees the TV while throwing up. Go photo.
Then when she rests her mouth on the garbage can, that's the best part. She rests.
She looks like she's eating it.
Open like this. It was great. And then when she hit that ejection stage vomit, you know, where you don't need control anymore and you're just not gonna fight it. Like, just open up your mouth and just.
That's when your fucking diaphragm starts to hurt too.
Yeah, she was.
And that's where we were at.
She was in so much pain, and she was so drunk. I mean, because Smack here kept pouring drink after drink.
I didn't know that she had half of Pax's drink.
Okay? No, she did.
The guy was drinking Everclear.
The father. The father.
Yes, Pax.
Father was drinking Everclear and some other thing in one of those foofy drinks with the, you know, the icy foofy drinks.
Foofy drinks.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. Daiquiri? Yes.
Oh, man.
You're talking about a daiquiri?
Oh, no. This is just sickness. It's Everclear, rum, a little bit of triple sec, cranberry, pineapple, and a little bit of grapefruit juice.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck were you doing? Just grabbing what you could?
No, this is what they made.
Actually something that
it's called Fat Tuesdays over the MGM Grand.
No. This is something that Pax made.
Oh, dear God.
Pax and Obadon drink it like water. Like, seriously, they'll just, at a Saturday afternoon, they'll just break out the bottles and just start pouring shit around. When they find something that works, they'll drink it for like 8 months. This is what it is. So that's what it is now. It's that and that Jack Daniel's hard cola. That's what they're drinking now.
Wow.
I've not had the hard cola.
Wow. That's
actually not bad.
Really?
Yeah,
Does it taste like shitty cola or like with real cola beans?
It tastes like pretty okay cola. Like, not quite as down as...
Are we talking like Sam's Choice?
More like an RC.
I like RC. So, okay, can't be too bad. Fuck you. No, actually, you know what? Thinking of the cola thing, let's take a look about, 94, 95? Kick. RC made their version of Mountain Dew. You know, they wanted to try to go for that market. We get this every once in a while. You know what? I liked Kick. I loved Kick. Kick was a great soda.
Can I tell my Kick story?
Sure.
Sure, it's what we're here for.
The Army bought a large
amount.
Yes, the Army bought a very large amount of Kick.
That's right. You were Army.
That's right. And
explains the pipe jokes.
Yes. Sir.
No, that's the Navy. Pelican rapists. Anyway.
Pelican rapists. I thought they were just called squid. Jeez.
Well,
I'll have to ask some people at work that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Really?
Army,
that's the Bulgarian Army. Get that right.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
The Army
meet my war bride. Enrique.
I gotta take her in. She's getting a permanent shear.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Taking her to the beauty parlor.
Yeah, he probably, you know, if Enrique had...
Enrique's mom still sent him up on dates.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, so
that's
Army
a weird house, man.
The Army bought...
You've had dinner there.
Yes, I have.
The Army bought pretty much the entire leftover stock of Kick once it died, and they were feeding it to us.
Sort of like an experiment.
Yeah.
How does this taste? Hot? Do you like this?
No.
Very good.
We don't want you to have Gatorade because we can't get a contract with them, and we don't want you to buy soda. Yeah, the Army actually has contracts with Nike. It's actually really cool. So
then how come their boots suck?
The boots rock. I don't want to fucking hear your voice on that shit. I still have my...
Invade Iraq? Just do it.
I don't know. Maybe it was because when I wore the military combat boots, you know, it was like back in like 90s.
Yeah, but you were fucking poor at that time.
Huh?
You were probably buying some sort of...
Dude, I was going to the...
Russian shit.
No, I was going to the surplus store and getting new...
Those weren't new boots. Those were boots from, like, the late
70s. Oh.
But you wanted, like, a pair of, like, Go Devils or, like, Jungle Boots. Jungle Boots rock. Out here, man, you can't get anything better than shoes with a fence. Anyway, so the Army has all this Kick.
Uh-huh.
All this stuff. And this is when I'm in San Antonio. So I'm in Fort Sam Houston. And it's big study night because we've got the national certification exam for EMTs the next day. And we stayed up studying all night drinking kick. Well, there's one thing they don't really tell you about kick. If you drink it in large enough amounts, it becomes a laxative. So
that's great.
Like 90% of my class were not able to take the test the next day. We had to wait 3 weeks to take it because they offered it in cycles, and it went to different platoons or different companies. So when they brought it back to us, we had sworn off kit to the point where we would gather up all the money that we had, chuck it into the vending machine, get every single can out, and throw the cans. We would take them out to the range and just chuck them out on the range. That's all we would do. We had to
at least shake them first. At least shake it first.
Oh, no, we would just...
toss.
When you throw them, they hit, they're going to roll. They sit there. Then, you know, you get to pop off a few rounds, and it's great. There's enough like hitting a full can of soda with an M16A2.
You know, there's one thing that really disturbs me about this story. Not the fact that America's army there had the fucking running shits. The fact you're wasting tax dollars on this shit.
Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta.
I mean, yeah, if the fucking cola wars, you know,
well,
break out, seriously, you're prepared,
live,
man.
Live,
live.
Pepsi! Go!
Well,
RC! It's a bomb!
You have to spend the same amount every year, or you don't get the same amount next year as far as budget goes. It came to the end of the budget year, and we had something like 65 spare bags of saline. So we spent a Sunday afternoon practicing IV drips on each other, and I had 2 IV drips going, one in each arm. I'm walking around with saline bags. The best part was I put them in myself. I had to give myself my own IVs.
My name is John Rambo.
You know what's great with IVs? Squeeze the bag.
Oh, no! Why the fuck do I have a feeling there'll be some homeless guy wandering around with 2 fucking IV bags and fucking empty cans of kick
no,
on the main street?
IV bags with kick!
After I got my national certification.
Just brown pants. They were blue when he bought them, but there's these brown streaks because he has kick into the
fucking
vein.
Leaving fucking trails, man.
Seriously, after we got our national
like fucking bots dots as it drips out.
Nastiest thing I ever saw. After we got our national certifications, we started doing weekend rotations in BAMC, which is the base emergency room that would take overflow from San Antonio over the weekends.
Yeah.
So we would basically do overflow in the ER and out of the trucks. And the nastiest thing I ever saw was a homeless guy. He was just off the Riverwalk. The people in the Riverwalk Mall had basically thrown him out because he was lying on the floor screaming in pain. So they literally dragged him out of the building. So he's sitting in the street screaming, holding his leg. So by the time we get there, this guy's calf is bulged out literally 4 or 5 times the size it should be, and it looks like it's moving. Like something's inside of it moving. So we're like, okay.
Sounds like another urban legend.
No, this own 2 eyes. Saw it my own 2 eyes. We take the guy back to Bamsey, and the doctor looks at him and just shakes his head, because apparently he's seen this before. This guy was shooting up, I guess somewhere like around his ankle or something, and it had gotten infected, and the guy was sleeping in garbage somehow. And what basically happened is his entire calf had become infected and was filled with maggots. So what they had to do is they actually had to do a cut down from his knee to his ankle. And when they cut it down and the skin opened, I'm saying somewhere in the neighborhood like 350 maggots poured out of that thing. I lost it. Threw up right into a basin right there. Absolutely disgusting.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the Medical Hour.
By the way... I hope this clears up a lot of questions for our listeners out there as to why I repeatedly have stated I hate the homeless.
That's a good reason to hate the homeless.
Yeah.
Shooting up to the point. Ugh. That's a
you
sick.
You've all seen Requiem for a Dream, right?
No.
Watch that, because when an injection wound gets that infected, that's what it looks like. It's black and it's gray and all the veins get bulked up around it and you literally can't touch it. Like, the guy would touch the wound on his ankle and pus would just ooze out. Like, all he would have to do is just touch it.
We went from kick to pus.
Jesus, and to think we're going to Binion's after this. Is
no kidding. Mashed potatoes.
Salad.
Mashed potatoes not going to look right.
As long as it's not moving.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We get post that Kilroy's now homeless. You hate Kilroy.
Kilroy's homeless?
That's what he says.
Why are you homeless, Kilroy?
Kilroy, you can come live with me.
Come on to Vegas.
I promise I'll give you the lemon.
He has in the pipe. He has a big screen TV, so you know you can watch the right kind
of
porn.
Talk
and
about the TV, please.
Why?
I don't want to talk about the TV.
What happened?
I was nice enough to have some people take care of me. That's all I'm going to say.
What'd you do? Steal a fucking TV from him?
No. Some friends of mine felt bad. The TV that I had is, what did we figure it out to be? Something like in the neighborhood of 17 years old.
I think it was like almost 20 plus years old. It was a projector.
Don't help it with rent. Don't help it with food. Oh, TV.
Yeah, it was a 20-year-old internal projection.
Is that like Justin's?
Well,
no, internal. Not
external.
Internal,
oh.
Yeah. When I plugged it in, it made an interesting noise.
And it had like cascading waterfalls into the middle, so it tells me the scan wasn't working.
You have a problem with TV like that right now.
I can't sleep unless the TV's on. So it'd be crackle, crackle, crackle. I could hear something in the back crackling, and then it'd go ping, and the whole image would roll. So I'm just terrified that it's going to blow out. I don't have much in my house. I mean, right now, I have my computer. And so my friends felt bad, and they basically helped me get a TV. Very little money out of my pocket. They all kind of chipped in. And
what kind of TV did you get?
Just say it.
A Samsung 42-inch HD TV.
Okay.
So?
Where do you live? You got a security system?
I know where he lives.
Actually,
I know how around the security system.
Yeah, good luck.
Snip, snip.
It's an apartment security system. Think about this.
Yeah, give it a vasectomy.
Yeah, so my friends were nice enough to take care of me. The priest and the guy who wants to take over the world. So.
Anyhow. Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon at VFTP.net.
God damn, this
we
is
drink
like
kick.
A show.
And
this is we shit.
I drink kick.
I've never drank kick.
Huh?
I've seen it, never drank kick.
You never drank it? It was Mountain Dew, but no fucking aftertaste. It was good stuff to drink. But unless you're an idiot like some of these army fuckers, drink too much. Yeah, they'd fucking put the IV up
anymore.
I think we each put away a case that night.
Good God.
We were drinking.
But then again, I've been known to somehow drink that much Pepsi. Like me and my buddy Regman back home, we would go out and do shit, and we'd each get like a 6 or a 12 pack, and it'd be gone. So,
you know, I did that one time with Jolt.
Yeah, you're a Jolt addict, but
I was like fucking 9 years old.
Let me throw love out to Daryl, my buddy Daryl. The first night Daryl and I ever watched Jackie Chan movies, we rented Spiritual Kung Fu.
He held you in his arms. And
It was
you made it sound like it was a first date
it was a
or something.
Tender moment,
well,
you know.
Well, look, D&D is sacred. I mean, he passed away in February. The guy was my best friend in the world. I mean, just the things him and I went through are amazing. But the first night we ever rented Jackie Chan movies, we rented Jackie Chan movies, got a 6-pack of Jolt, and snorted pixie sticks.
You snorted pixie
sticks?
Snorted
pixie
sticks? Pixie sticks. Yep.
I don't know what to say either. I really don't. I do know.
Fuck, man.
It's time to go to a break, folks.
Let's go to a fucking break, man. This is, you know what? Between the fucking binge drinking of shitty canceled beverages, the fucking maggots in the legs, and now pseudo fucking drug abuse, man.
But pixie sticks. Hey, folks, you're listening.
I have a question. Did you snort them out of the straw, or did you at least put them on a mirror and snort through the straw?
Actually, we did it right out of the straw.
Okay. Can you imagine that? Someone sees that they got this sugar cakeness all over their fucking nose.
Actually, what we do is we would tear the end off, and then you would take it, and then we would just tilt the whole thing.
Kids, don't do this at home. Not because it's bad.
Did you
look
not
like
get
a fucking idiot?
Did you not get a sinus infection or anything?
No, it just
blood.
Shit.
Bloody nose.
There was bloody noses. Stop us from doing it again the next week.
Hey, folks.
Have you done it recently?
No.
Would you do it again?
Would I do it again? Yes.
Okay, well, that's in the next bad food segment.
Bad food, he's snorting pixie sticks.
I'll snort pixie sticks. I will snort pixie sticks for ratings.
Swell.
I'll vomit for ratings.
No.
If you want, we will get a garbage can in here tonight, and I will hork up both of these things of Gatorade.
I don't think that'll be necessary tonight.
We don't have a camera anyway.
Yeah.
We have to have a camera.
Okay.
And typically, vomiting for Spankwagon is limited to outdoors on trencher shoes.
Yeah.
Checked on your shoe.
Yeah,
we'll save that for the next
time. Spankwagon to
VFTP.net. You're listening. Hopefully you'll be back.
Please. Please come back.
We really like you.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Don't go away.
Still.
the Streets by the Doobie Brothers?
Well, we should call Taking It to the Pipe.
Taking It in the Pipe, yeah.
Let's leave the pipe out of this. I think you'd like it.
Dude, we can't. You bring it up every fucking show.
You guys are bringing it up more tonight than I am.
That's because we're preempting it.
Yeah.
We're preempting
we're nipping it in the bud.
Hey, folks. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
If we sound off our game, it's because that we know nothing but downtime. And now that we're back, it's like starting over yet
again. It's kind of odd. We've been cringing the whole first part to keep checking to make sure it was a stream up.
Is it a stream up? Yeah, because we crash or...
Fucking hear us now.
Crash? Good. Hate that commercial. Hey, you brought up news, and it looks like you fucking had a lot of shit.
Okay. Great, you just did a Primus lyric. Okay, man at Kentucky Fried Chicken in Mill Valley, California asked for extra biscuits with his order.
I like the biscuits. I love those biscuits.
So does everybody else.
Why is that?
Because it's Popeye's, well,
no,
apparently KFC.
KFC's are better. I'll argue that one.
Well, apparently at this one particular KFC, the code word for marijuana was extra biscuits.
Marijuana?
That's right. He was given two bags of Mary Jane. Yes, he was. At which point the man told the drive-thru rep that he did not... The guy at the drive-thru. That he did not want the marijuana. No, thank you. He returned it and promptly called the police.
The import-export engineer?
Basically. KFC is refusing to answer any questions, as is PepsiCo on the incident. It is unknown how long he has been dealing drugs out of the fast food drive-thru.
That's nice.
You can get your drugs and your munchies on.
That's right.
Dude.
New words are added to the English Oxford Dictionary.
New words?
That's
hey, like,
right.
Like don't. The... Yeah, don't! Homer Simpson, man.
That's right.
That's the best.
Yes. Don't. Ass backwards. Warp
what?
Drive.
Wait. Ass backwards is now official
in the
word.
English Oxford Dictionary in the UK, yes.
Wow. Ass backwards.
As is Jedi, get real, badass, and the term text messaging.
Wait. Badass?
Badass is now...
That is badass.
Dude.
B-A-D-A-S-S.
And text messaging.
Text messaging is now in the English Oxford Dictionary.
I guess logically, though, shouldn't all real messages be text messaging?
Mm-hmm.
Sticky notes are text messaging.
They're referring it to in the digital sense.
Digital sense, yes.
Have you ever seen a copy of an actual Oxford English Dictionary?
No, I have not.
It's like 30 volumes. Each one of them is like this big. And you have to have like this specialized magnifying glass to be able to see it. Penn and Teller, they live in town. Penn actually has one. I was watching this thing on E! And his house was in it. It's friggin' huge.
Yeah,
like,
he also
costs like a couple grand.
Wow.
We've talked about this before, actually.
Yeah.
Where he has all the pickled pukes. Also,
Pickled punks.
Pukes, punks. Thank you. Also,
electric chair.
It appears that Teller.
Yes.
Got his ass in a little bit of trouble.
No.
They were doing some sort of broadcast, and Teller thought that the camera was off and was joking with the cameraman, and exposed himself.
Yes.
I don't know if this was a live broadcast out to the world or if it was just a closed circuit TV at the Rio.
The non-talking
the
little guy.
Oh, the guy that was on Fear Factor. Okay.
Yeah.
He basically opened his pants and pulled out his hoo-hoo dilly. He ripped the captain right out and showed it and was actually talking during this.
Did he pull it out and just keep going?
Hey, keep pulling.
That'd be funny, yes. I know.
I saw them on Fear Factor because I was looking at it because we have a TV at work, and I noticed that when they did this little water tank, you know, where you have to go in, and yes, as in Penn and Teller, you have to go into the tank, they pull out hockey pucks that have this yellow painted back to them. That's you count them.
Don't forget someone else is in the
tank. 1,001 snakes. One giant freaking...
Are they poisonous?
Huge albino Burmese
python. And then just a bunch of gardener snakes.
That shouldn't be a problem. I guess if you are
not
afraid of snakes, though.
If you're afraid of snakes, though, it's horrible. But see, here's the problem with snakes.
1,000 snakes in a fucking water tank.
No, here's the problem. Where do the snakes want to be? None of those were water snakes because water snakes are poisonous for the most part. And so all of those snakes were trying to get to the top. You go down, only time you go through them is when you go up to lift your hand up and put it in the puck in the bucket.
Yeah,
but,
so that means you've got to go through all those snakes to get to the air.
Yeah, so it can be kind of tough. Now, Penn was there as a spokesperson. Teller was there because it was his, you know, he was the one being challenged. Well, he was like, okay, do you want to get in your suit? And Penn's like, oh, no, he's in his suit. And it was the suit he does his little tricks in because those guys do water tricks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Where they lock Teller into a vat. you know, and they have him in there playing dead. So, you know, he didn't do too bad. Didn't do as good as I thought. I mean, he tied the Brady Boy. He tied the Brady Boy. But you know who I really enjoyed watching?
Knight. The little
remember Rudy from the Cosby Show?
Yes.
Dude, she's grown up and she is fucking hot.
Let me just say. Yeah.
Okay, there was her and another... Wow. There's her and another chick. The other chick was from Baywatch, right?
Yeah.
The other chick...
Billy Nolan.
Yeah, the other chick was wearing a one piece. Rudy was wearing a... Rudy was wearing a hottie ass bikini.
Really?
It was...
She was so damn hot, one of the snakes was going in her top. This thing wrapped itself around her neck and stayed around her neck for a good 40 seconds. It kept trying to go inside her shirt. Because she kept her... She tried to keep her t-shirt on. She would go to the bottom and she would pile them in her shirt. Then she would go up to the top. She'd take them out. And then when she went down, the top would come up and it would just be Hoo-Hoo City.
Hoo-Hoo City. Yes,
you,
it was... That was the selling point. I mean, I'm a... fuck the Penn and Teller. I mean, they were there. Yay. Rudy.
I'll have to look at pictures on the internet.
Yeah, you got to look it up. I mean, it was impressive. You know, I hope
I stopped following the Cosby Show after, I don't know, Raven Simone became a rapper. I've actually told stories about this. We actually had to watch Roseanne and the Cosby Show in the Wonder Years in sex education in California.
Oh, my God. See, that's California education. But let's...
Yep.
Let's get back to this. Yes, because you're... Yeah.
I'm not. I don't like online gambling for the simple fact that they spam me too fucking much. So I'm not going to give out the URL.
Blah blah casino.
But there's an online casino right there. It's taking bets on which Soprano character will die next. Right now, Ralphie is in the lead with 6-5 odds, which means you bet $6 and and you win. You only get 5 back. Tony is actually 1-10. Being with the worst odds, you know, because he's least likely to die.
But you know what? James Gandolfini is the one who is the reason that it's taken, what, 2 years to get to the season 4?
Sort of. He did take some time off from the show right there under pressure from the anti-Italian, or the Italian-American Anti-Defamation League thing, which is very ironic in itself. Do any of you know the history on that?
No.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and I'll fill in our listeners.
Please. And us, too.
That was actually started by the Mafia. I forget his name, but he was involved with the Teamsters.
Yeah.
To divert attention away from himself through their pending RICO investigation. He actually created this anti-defamation league for Italian Americans, saying Mafia were unfair stereotypes. He actually started it. Drew a lot more attention to himself.
Just like Larry Finn starting that First Amendment organization.
Larry Finn.
Larry Flint.
Larry Flint. Excuse me,
okay.
Larry Flint.
Larry the Finn.
Freedom of speech.
Larry Flint's a great man.
Don't get me wrong. I think he's done wonderful things for those of us that enjoy naked women.
Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, there should be a Buddy Larry, man, up on everybody's dashboard.
A Buddy Larry?
Wheelchair.
In the wheelchair, kind of.
Exactly.
The question is, what's pushing the wheelchair?
Usually it's a bodyguard.
Oh, see, I'd say put a woman behind him. Or
That's almost coupe art.
No, you know what? Take it out of the coupe art. You know what you do? Not the Buddy Flynn. Little dash ornament of a meat grinder and the leg sticking out.
Yuck. Is it going to be a bobblehead to boot?
Yeah!
Bobble leg.
Well, you know, he put that on the cover of one.
I know.
That's like the famous cover that finally all of the We're Better Than Thou groups said, you can't do that.
That's a great cover, by the way. In case anybody hasn't seen this, it's a picture
Hustler.
Of a woman cranking a giant meat grinder with woman's legs sticking out the top and ground meat coming out the side.
In other words, women are nothing but meat.
It was basically in response to...
But don't tell that to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She'll kill us.
She will kill you. She'll...
In between vomiting spree.
She made Tid almost vomit because of that.
Yeah. I have to tell you something when we're off the air. You'll absolutely just go ape shit.
Really? Am I going to need a diaper?
No, you may not need a diaper, but...
Only if you're drinking Kick, apparently.
Have a can of Kick.
No!
Nothing like flaming ass.
That's the way you like it. Moving on.
I installed handles on the side of the toilet. You can hold on when the legs shoot out straight. Sorry.
Does that void your cleaning deposit?
Well, you know...
Excuse me, Sal, what?
Four times a year.
Okay. Why is the wax ring all melted all over the floor?
That's not wax. fucking toxic. You know, I ate toxic waste and had a fucking nuclear dump and shit, man.
But I'm bummed.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, by the way, the spread for the Sopranos bets?
Yes.
Natural death only.
Really?
Murder doesn't count. They get whacked, you lose your bet.
That's fucking retarded.
How else are they going to die?
Natural.
So wait, this is going to go on past the Sopranos.
No, no, this is the characters on the Sopranos.
Well, how many characters are ill? Only the mother was really ill, and that's the only one they...
Junior's cancer is in remission. Plus, you know, there could be other stuff, too, you know.
You know what? I think they should start that for Oz. When Oz comes back on the air, like, who's going to get whacked this week?
Oz is supposed to only have one more season, I've been told.
Man, that is a great...
Augustus Hill is fucking dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
What?
Augustus Hill is dead.
This is what happens when I miss a couple of...
Yeah, Augustus is fucking dead. He got killed by the Sicilians trying to protect Redding.
See, this is what pisses me off about HBO. They can fucking take...
By the way, Dennis Miller is gone too.
Yeah.
Oh, that I knew. But they'll take fucking Oz off the air, but leave that Curb Your Enthusiasm shit on. That guy pisses me off.
You know what? I like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Because I love the fact that he's so goddamn annoying. He's such a sneaky fucking prick. I love that character.
I don't know. I mean, I don't watch much TV, so I can't say I can relate.
Oh, it's a funny show.
I'll check it out sometime.
Moving on. Guess what, all you people in the chat room and everybody else who celebrates uses this email, you should be celebrating. The emoticon turns 20.
Woo! Now, the
September 19th in 1982, the emoticon was invented. The owner right there has stated that he has not seen a dime from his invention. He's just glad he can help the world. And in a related note, silence is copyrighted. So I think right now we need to get down to the patent office. If we could copyright the emoticon as a trademark of Spankwagon.
Hey.
Bling, bling.
Well, in a lawsuit.
Search word. Bling, bling is a search word.
Yesterday or today, the guy who invented the emoticon is now named in a class action suit filed by some HMOs for undue neck stress for people actually having to turn their head. I'm not making this shit up. I saw it on CNN this morning.
Really?
And the cross-reference in Onion.
Swear to Bob. No, I actually saw it.
You swear to Bob? Who's Bob?
Okay, look, all I got to say then is give me the link and we'll post it.
CNN.com.
That's quite interesting.
Give me the full link. We're talking nested link.
I've only got one thing to say about that, assuming it's true and everything. Fucking llamas.
Scary. You know what, though? You made a mention of that copyright science. I was listening to that.
That was
hold
so
on.
Fuck. So
I listened to that.
Bullshit.
Now, I was listening to that. Now, I listen to a lot of AM radio. Part inspiration, part kind of...
Wait. You listen to religious radio?
No, AM radio. Not religious. I listen
to Hot
Talk.
You said inspiration.
Yeah, you said inspiration. Dude.
Inspiration for this show, you numb... Okay. Anyhow. Why do I feel like we're the Three Stooges? Shut up, doink! Anyhow.
Yeah.
Thank you. So... They were talking about this, and they were talking about the silence. So what they did is they got the actual song that the guy wrote that has this
back
1 minute.
Back in the 50s.
No, 70s.
I thought it was the 50s.
No,
I have to
70s
check the
song.
Story again.
That it was a 70s, you know, one of these.
But it was like a minute of silence.
Yeah, it was a minute of silence. Well, they listened to it, and they said something perfect. They're like, but that's kind of scratchy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was referenced. There is a song back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy in the UK had a B-side, which was totally silent. Even though the record was cut, it was totally silent. That's what they were citing in the countersuit.
See, and then there's this other artist who said he wrote a song that had silence for a minute in it, and then this other guy has silence in it for a minute. Now, that's stupid. You're copywriting silence. You're copywriting something that a lot of us take for fucking granted.
You know what? Yeah, we do. I can't go anywhere in the fucking world now without hearing a fucking cell phone. And I hate Nextel phones. And you know what? If you own a Nokia, your poor fucking ass better get better credit, because I'm tired of listening to them goddamn tones, okay? I hate that shit, man. Now, granted, I on purpose have a very annoying fucking cell phone ring.
You have red balloons.
Yes.
Do you have your phone on you?
Yeah, I do.
Let's play it.
Okay.
Is that 99 Red Balloons?
Yes.
You know, that song makes me violent. No,
this
it really does.
Well, it's Pizzo, so it's not the song.
Here we go.
It still makes me violent.
I'm sorry.
That stupid fucking hash pipe song by Weezer. That song makes me want to punch somebody in the fucking throat.
Okay, is everybody ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear it? See, that ain't right.
That is my.
But we know it's
self-harm.
You. We yes. know it's you, and that's all that it's there for is for you. Yeah. But you know, I myself, I don't carry a cell phone. I don't need a cell phone. Although there's times when I need a cell, you know, I need to use it. But
yeah, like when I'm outside throwing rocks at the window trying to get your attention.
Hey, it's better than fucking having someone ring the wrong neighbor's doorbell.
Yeah,
I said,
you heard about that, right? The very first show to try doing Spankwagon,
mm-hmm.
I rang the wrong doorbell. This is at our previous studio. I rang the wrong doorbell, and I was sitting on somebody else's porch for like about 20 minutes. And they were asleep, and I'm like peeping in the windows.
Yeah. It was so not good.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you're on the headset. You're not on the mic, so. Yeah. Anyhow.
Night at your woman.
Did you guys ever play me urinating that we recorded?
Not that I know of.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, wait, let's get some more news.
So.
92-year-old woman in Sydney, Australia has just been approved for a 30-year home loan.
That's great.
Plus, she got the government grant.
Government grant?
For the down payment.
Jesus. Awesome. Wait. How old will she be when that 30-year loan comes
122.
Up? 122. Ah, damn.
Out friggin' standing.
Yep.
122 years old. What happens if she defaults on a payment?
Don't know.
Are they going to take the house away from her?
Or at least her fucking
93
cat.
Years
or
old.
At least her cats, huh?
How did she get that?
How'd she get
the loan? No, we all... Well, I know.
How did she get the loan?
How'd you get the loan?
She's a first-time home buyer.
What?
Yes. By law, they had to give it to her in Australia.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I mean, that's funny, but that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the damnable homeless.
Yes?
A homeless couple in San Francisco. Actually, it's near Candlestick Park.
Near Candlestick Park. I know where that is, too. I know that park area.
They've been living in a treehouse set up in a 300-year-old...
Smack's going that way.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right. Maybe he'll see them.
Yes.
They live in a treehouse set up in a 300-year-old oak.
Yes. Big oak.
Three rooms, yes. This treehouse is. And they're being evicted. What made me laugh about this is not the fact that...
So being evicted from a treehouse.
Yes. It wasn't the fact that he is, I believe, 58 years old.
Uh-huh.
And he's alcoholic.
Alcoholic living in a treehouse.
His wife...
That is awesome.
...doesn't know how old she is.
Oh, that's not good.
She estimates to be in her 40s. She's schizophrenic.
Jesus.
And living in a treehouse. And that's not even the funniest part. The funniest part is when the county came to evict him...
Yeah.
...they took a regular eviction notice and stapled it to the trunk.
They tried to... Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah.
They're trying to evict homeless people out of a tree.
Out of a fucking tree.
You cannot live in this tree anymore, you monkey people, you.
A lot of people are coming to their defense right there. It turns out, like the Sierra Club saying, you know, that they pick out foreign plants and whatnot.
Right, and they do. They do pick out a lot of the... I read that also, like, on CNN, where they pick out the non-indigenous plants. I mean, they're... And they keep the place clean, and...
Yeah.
They're barely noticeable there.
They even give tours to school children.
All the people living in a tree.
Yeah, they give tours.
What are they, like, lemurs?
I don't know. It's not like they're walking off the edge. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's lemmings. Lemmings. Yeah, hey, lemmings is always a
psychosis.
Appease my neurotic tendencies for me real quick. Just bring up Dodgers.com so I can try myself.
You know, he wants me to bring this up, but he doesn't realize the bandwidth I'm sucking down as it is.
Yeah.
Just
you'll get it at the break. All right, folks. Any other news?
Yes, we have some of the greatest news stories at all. You hungry?
Sometimes.
Good, because there's a new food out. Straight out of Brooklyn. New
Brooklyn.
Junk food fad.
New York?
Yeah, New York.
Brooklyn?
Deep fried Twinkies.
Okay.
Deep fried
what?
Twinkies.
Get out of here.
I can't.
You ever had a chocodile?
No. Oh, chocodile, yeah.
I love chocodiles.
It's just a Twinkie wrapped in chocolate.
Basically, yeah. That's what a chocodile is.
The fucking thing.
Here we go.
A deep fried Twinkie. How do you fry it?
Well, I'm glad you asked. What you do, first of all, is you have to chill the Twinkie. That way, when it's fried, it doesn't fall apart. Next, it has to be rolled in flour. Then it's dipped in a tempura batter. And then you fry in oil at 380 degrees for 90 to 120 seconds. After that, they are served with powdered sugar on top and either chocolate or berry sauce on the side. The cream inside melts and creates a souffle effect, a lot of people say. They claim they're really good. Now, how about a little sticker shock?
Okay.
$3.
For a fucking Twinkie?
For a fucking Twinkie.
A fucking Twinkie just cost someone $3.
Yeah, apparently it's spread, too. That's like all the way down to D.C. now as well.
Jesus.
If only they had fried Twinkies, and we could have had Twinkies and chicken and waffles. We are.
We'll do a bad food segment.
Bad food is going
to... Because that's a staple. That is the spank wagon.
Yeah, bad food, right. We actually have to make another shopping trip to the glorious...
Because our stuff is pretty much dead right now. I'm not going to touch what's been in my cabinet for a year.
Why not? The gel cup stuff, you know. Oh, by the way, spank wagon has a correction. During, not our last show, but the one before, we stated that after a nuclear war, the only thing surviving would be Keith Richards and various cockroaches.
Right.
We wish to make a correction. That is actually various cockroaches, Keith Richards, and Twinkies.
And Twinkies, yes. And you see, I've always told
Twinkies
people...
Twinkies are not food.
I've always told people, when I die, don't bury me, don't cremate me, inject me with Twinkie preservatives, and wrap me in cellophane.
Fuck you.
Do either of you know what cremate. The... shelf life of an unfrozen Twinkie is?
What?
7 days.
A shelf life of an unfrozen Twinkie?
7 days.
That's it?
Seven days.
Fucking flies last longer.
Hey.
7 days.
7 days.
7 days.
Well, have you ever had a fresh Twinkie?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever had a fresh Twinkie?
No, I can't say that I have.
Well, see, then how do we know what a fresh Twinkie tastes like where you
eat
expired food?
I don't think there's such a thing as a fresh Twinkie.
How do we know that 7 days is the word?
I'll tell you what. This is what we'll do. We'll get a Twinkie. We'll let it sit out for 14 days.
I got a question, though. Okay. I'll do that.
Oh, God.
Not sit out. We're talking still in the wrapper.
No, that's outside of the wrapper.
No, you said frozen.
No, non-frozen.
That would be a Twinkie in a wrapper.
No, take it out of the wrapper.
I see what he's saying. He's saying if you take a Twinkie out of a wrapper,
and
you can eat it 7 days afterwards.
Okay, but you can't eat... Okay, thank you.
I thought you were talking about like...
Yeah, I'm thinking in the wrapper.
Yeah, me too.
No,
you know?
Come on, Dick Clark survived 89 years by living in Tupperware. Come on, who are we kidding? Anything?
Fuck, man.
Wait, he's 89?
He's... Dude, I don't even know how old that guy is.
Someone in the chat room, quick, go to Internet Movie Database and look up Dick Clark.
Dude,
I believe Dick Clark is in his early to mid-70s.
He's old. Okay, he is old.
He sleeps in Tupperware.
Who burps his lid?
Ed McMahon.
Fucking Ed McMahon, man.
You know what? You know what? Does that mean Michael Jackson got that sleeping tube from Dick Clark?
He very well might have.
Yeah, he may have had a moving cell.
Michael Jackson's monkey just died or something?
Too? Yeah.
Yes, that was his previous Spank Wagon show.
We
died from neglect.
Bubbles is dead from
neglect.
Bubbles is dead from neglect. That's pretty fucking sad.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Reverend Hammer says he was born November 30th, 1929.
Damn.
That's an old motherfucker.
By the way, I went online. Did you know Gladys Knight has her own restaurant down in Georgia?
No.
I think the
say it's chicken and waffles.
No, they have more than chicken and waffles.
Waffles.
Fish and grits.
No, I'm gonna draw a line.
Catfish and hot grits.
I can't eat grits.
I can eat catfish.
I can eat catfish.
They're nasty, yes, and catfish does not taste good.
See, I don't mind catfish, but I cannot eat.
Catfish and grits, man.
Ah,
damn.
Sick.
Fucking nasty shit, man.
What else we got?
Well, I wanted to say one thing you were mentioning in there about the words and Jedi and the religion.
Jedi is now an official religion in the United Kingdom.
They're fighting that, though, because, you know, they wanted to throw out. They really wanted to throw out the whole Jedi thing. And then they wanted to start suing people. Because they're like, you know, you're not answering truthfully. And this can't be a religion. Well, you're not, but...
If you're retarded enough to put Jedi on there, should not only be super chef, D-cell batteries rammed in their ass.
You know what? There's a lot of fucking people who follow that shit, man. Look at the guy who had IHateStarWars.com.
Hate mail.
Yeah, just the fucking flames he got from total idiots, man. People quoting fucking... People not only quoting Star Wars, but writing to him in fucking Yoda speak.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen that bit that Conan did, that Conan O'Brien did right before Episode 2 came out, where it was him and Triumph the dog out front of the theater just ripping on all the people out there?
Yeah. There was a dude, I saw photos of some dudes that would go to the lines of the Star Wars people dressed in Star Trek costumes.
Oh, yeah.
With big old signs that says Star Wars sucks, long live Trek, and shit like that. Actually, I will say this, I'm going to give Kilroy a pitch here. If you listen to his latest, which should be Clones, number 10 of the What I Wish I Didn't Know show, you know, him sitting in line, you know, in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, for episode 2. And you get to hear him talk to other people about some of the stuff like that.
I heard that with a guy telling shitty rip-off jokes.
Shitty rip-off jokes, but you know what? It's all good.
I'm glad somebody called him on that.
I just need to give a tip to the people that do that, sit in lines, and declare Jedi as a...
Sure, I smell a rant coming on.
Yes, I do too.
Well, it's not really a rant. It's just...
People, it's a fucking movie!
Sorry.
Wow, that was a pretty good rant.
That's like the first time he's ranted and actually gotten to the point.
Yeah, that was a big fucking build-up, and then...
I guess
that's foreplay in your house, huh?
Don't look at me and say that. Look at him.
If you want to give me the mic, I'll go off, but...
No, we'll be smarter than that tonight.
No, it'll turn into something about baseball, I know.
You walking around with a Blue Blazer regular pack.
No, but we see you wear Dodger t-shirts almost every day.
You know he's what? A big fan of the team in Japan.
Fuck off.
You go, Mr. Baseball!
I got hope right now, okay? We're 2 games back, 5 games left in the year. The possibility.
You know
is
what?
There.
You know what? Fuck the solid sports right now. Screw the solid sports. You got an old job back.
What? Oh yeah.
I want to say congratulations because I think it's in due and it's a props thing.
Thank you. Now what's the job?
He is back to writing news reports for TWMPNews.com. It's a total. What was TWMP?
The wrestling news page.
The wrestling news page. It's actually
was
a
that
site.
The guy that had his shit shut down because he couldn't pay his bandwidth bills.
One of them. There's hundreds of
shut
them.
Down. They took it offline until because he's only allowed a certain amount of bandwidth a month, and he couldn't pay them the extra $150 that day that they wanted it. So he actually, because the donations were really low that month, that's when he started having to put in more pop-ups. Kevin's a good guy.
Pop-ups suck.
Yeah, pop-ups suck. Kevin is a good guy. In fact, I didn't get a chance to talk to him about it today, but from now on I will be promoting Spankwagon on all my posts for TWMP.
And I know that their hits, they get a ton of hits.
3 million unique hits last month.
Swell.
That's, and I beam at my 100 and...
Yeah.
For a month or 1,000 for
random number generator translated to IP address and refresh.
But I will say this, good job on that because I know that's one thing that you really did not like losing.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan.
You weren't a big fan of losing, and I
but
know that.
But you got it back, so all should be well.
Yes, all should be great.
That's because all the other reporters had to go back to school. I was the only one who was free in the afternoons.
Hey, whatever works.
Yeah.
Now you
because,
know what we're doing at the Apple Store.
All I got to say, though, is and I'll do this pitch because I watch these guys and I go to them, and I'm a wrestling fan, so I go to the site a lot. When I found out you were writing for it, I thought that was just great. But you're going to come tomorrow night, right? UWF?
I think so. I don't think I have anything else.
And I'll just give them props because, I mean, they don't prop me, and I don't care. It's just more of a thing of a... You know, I like these guys, and I love going to watch free pro wrestling on an independent federation that has Pat Patterson show up, that has Rico Constantino show up, that has Jimmy the Superfly Snuka, Iron Sheik, Booker T.
Can you dig it?
Sucker.
Oh.
You know, it's a good wrestling federation. I know you're not into wrestling there, Claude, but...
You know what? I haven't been in wrestling for a few years,
but
to be honest with you. When I was in high school, I was
solo?
Really into it.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Just thought of something I had to tell him.
If it's Solo, he knows I'm going to be involved.
He is Snuka Jr.
Well, if you want, get on the mic over here.
Wait. Solo is...
Okay, there's a dude wrestling. If you go to the site, uwfvegas.com, Solo is one of the wrestlers. I've been a wrestler for a long time. Well, he got introduced a couple weeks ago as Solo Snuka. So I decided I wanted to go take a look because I didn't believe it. I'm thinking kayfabe, or in other words, the show. Wrestling words,
Bob,
it's... Kayfabe. There's no... Anyhow. Okay. Kayfabe. And, kayfabe. So, we're going to just do this for the next show. You might want to take over anytime. So, I went on, I did Google searches, and I did wrestling searches, and come to find out, yeah, he is legitimately, from everything that I can tell now, keep in mind it's on the internet, and we all know...
Hey, if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Yeah, exactly. If it's on the internet, it's real.
Crop circles,
you know, bonsai kitties.
Hey, I have one of those.
You do.
Really good, yeah.
MessyKitty.com.
Messy Kitty?
Or is it Messy? No, MessyBeast.com.
Oh.
I didn't want
to know. I don't, yeah, me neither.
So
Cat
so
deformities. Tit found it. Tit has some weird fetish with deformed animals. Right?
Yes, he does. But that's Tit.
I swear to God, you ever seen the movie Seven?
Yeah.
If Tit finds, like, Jesus, that's going to be him.
You're sitting, huh?
Bam.
So Solo is
Jimmy Superfly Snuka Jr.
For those of you that aren't, well, none of you are in Vegas or don't ever get the chance to see it. Solo probably is one of any of you that. Let me get the other mic. Let me steal.
Go ahead, go ahead. That's not. I offered it to you.
Yeah, let me steal it from you because I think we're gonna have to talk a little wrestling here for just a couple of minutes.
Go right ahead.
Thank you.
All right, let me.
just come around here.
Okay. Am I good? All right. Let's see here. Let's see. We'll let Claude get that.
As we have the itching and scratching of the microphones.
Yes.
By the way, folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.vftp.net. Moving on.
Solo. Yeah, moving on to Solo. Solo is probably what I would consider one of the great X-Division wrestlers. If any of you follow the NWA, TNA, Total Nonstop Action, you know that the X-Division has been listed by every major wrestling reviewer as probably the greatest division in wrestling as it is right now.
Right. I mean, it's actually worthwhile to watch.
It definitely is. It's you kind of... You're midway between your cruiserweights and your heavyweight guys. You've got guys like Jerry Lynn.
Now, I know a lot of these names aren't meaning a lot to some of my listeners because they're not really wrestling-centric.
Well, in
but this is a weight class that's between 225 and
I'd say 300.
Yeah, 225 and 300. That's the average weight class.
Most
and
of the guys...
Bigger than 300 is considered a heavyweight.
Most of the guys are below 6 foot, but above, like, 5 feet. 5 foot. These are the really athletic, mobile
These are the guys you see jumping, cartwheeling, off the top rope, every other move. The Matt Hardy type people.
Yeah. I would even... I think Matt barely rates above a cruiserweight. In my eyes, it's more of like a Chris Jericho or a Benoit or things like that.
Okay.
But anyway, Solo, I would honestly say if he can get picked up, and I don't understand why he hasn't been so far.
Well, if anybody watches WWF, Pat Patterson is one of the people who work as a talent agent. He does talent scouting. Mm-hmm. So who knows?
But Solo is definitely one of those guys that, I mean, I expect huge things out of. Also, I'm expecting big things out of guys like John Cena, Randy Orton,
some of the ones that are actually in the Fed now.
Yeah.
But Solo, yeah.
Chris Nowinski.
And when I found out it was like Solo Snuka, but...
That's, wow. Jimmy Superfly Snuka. I remember.
I mean, everybody knows Superfly. You even know, Claude, who Superfly is.
Remember when WCW was trying to do that bit where... Jeff Jarrett was embarrassing all the older wrestlers.
Yes.
And the main event on one of the Nitros was Jeff Jarrett
Superfly.
Versus Superfly Snuka.
With Benoit also coming out and interfering, and they both did these flying headbutts.
Off the top of
top
a 15-foot
cage. And it's not...
It's 15 feet from...
The floor or the ring?
From the ring.
Ring, so it'd be 20 feet from the floor.
Yeah. But basically, I mean, you can expect that kind of stuff from like a Benoit or from someone like that. But from a 50-plus-year-old guy like Jimmy Superfly Snuka, seeing him on top of that, man, I had flashbacks. Madison
right
Square
down.
Garden against Ric Flair in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, bam, it just popped into my head. And seeing Snuka up there was just...
Yeah, it's always good to see some of the old... But you got to worry about them, too, because, man, it's broken hip time.
Yeah, it is.
One wrong move, and there goes a hip, and... Time to get a new knee and all this other good stuff.
Guys like Dory Funk and some of those old.
Some of those guys should not be wrestling though. I will say
they
this.
Shouldn't. Yeah,
should not be. I mean, you're too fucking old. Like Ric Flair, he's getting there.
It's good to see Flair only wrestling kind of special main event things. I think them putting him back into a program with Triple H is kind of a bad idea.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm agreeing with a lot of people that are coming to the consensus of saying that Triple H is ruining the World Wrestling Federation. Fuck that F thing and E thing. World Wrestling Federation. He's ruining it.
Yeah.
You can't have an... He has an ego. And also, my favorite thing, and I know we're going into deep wrestling here, guys, and I sort of apologize because it's not a normal spank wagon thing.
On the same note, fuck off. We're having a good time.
I'm going then. One thing that really bugs me about Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, or Jean-Paul Levesque, whatever his name is.
Whatever you want to call him.
Exactly. Dick. So what really, really bugs me about Dick is the fact that he tries to give pep speeches. Now, he only got to be where he is in the Federation for a couple different things. One, he kissed major fucking ass.
Well,
secondly, he's dating the boss's daughter. Okay? He has no real talent. I mean, he looks good. He has some moves.
Oh, man.
He has some talent, but I'll tell you what. He is not a person that can go out to the wrestlers in the back and say, if you work hard and you train hard and you have good enthusiasm, you'll be a top wrestler like me. That's bullshit.
Now let me.
They know he didn't get it for doing that.
Okay, I don't know much about wrestling right there.
Right.
But yeah, I'll back that. I don't like him. He's not a very good wrestling character. Yeah.
Let me say this. Okay, Triple H was the victim of some backstage politics.
Okay, back in the Click days, yes. But
back
that's
in,
because
back
he
in
was
day,
a perfect scapegoat because he was nobody.
Back in the day, basically what ended up happening was WCW signed a bunch of guys to go over from the WWF to
and
the WCW.
At that time, the WWF was taping their shows.
They were taping their shows every Friday night in the, not the Hammerstein Ballroom, but in, in the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York.
Uh-huh.
And what ended up happening is this was a special deal, so they did it in Madison Square Garden. They did a taping, they would do a taping two or three times a year there. And what was supposed to happen was it was supposed to be Triple H and Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid,
against X-Pac, Kevin Nash, Big Daddy Diesel, and Scott Hall.
All of these members are members of what's called the Clique.
Now, the Clique at the time was the big political controlling party over the WWF. They controlled literally everything.
Which is sad, because here you have an organization of business, and yet you have all these wrestlers who are all ego, mm-hmm. you know,
taking
getting away with
it.
Telling what people... I mean, they were even out talking Vince McMahon Jr.
Yep. They were basically running the show. So instead of doing their match, they decided, you know what, forget this. And this was one, I think this is actually one of the rare times where it was actually done live.
Done live and broke total kayfabe.
Yep, they went and they hugged in the middle of the ring. Next thing you know, Shawn Michaels is out with a back injury. X-Pac, or at the time, yeah, X-Pac, Scott Hall, and Kevin Nash are all gone that afternoon. They were in WCW, and the only person left with any kind of a push that was at main event status was Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
The guy got dumped into the mid-card like nobody's business.
Yeah, but I will admit, he did have some great mid-cards, especially with him and Rock in the ladder mm-hmm. match in SummerSlam 98.
Saying that Triple H doesn't have any talent is kind of a bad thing. The guy is a good performer. He is not a good technical wrestler, no. He is not a Chris Jericho. He is not a Chris Benoit. He is not a Booker T.
Here, okay.
But he is a good presence in the ring.
He's not a showman.
He is a good
presence
in the ring.
But he's not a wrestler.
No, he's not.
I don't feel as much of a wrestler.
He's a hammer. He's a brawler,
yes.
is what he is.
Thank you. That's a perfect
and
word.
And unfortunately, right now, brawlers are what take over the main event.
Yes. And here's one thing that really, another thing that really, really bugs me is, for starters, when he was moved to SmackDown, now, they've decided to split the federations and stuff like that, and he was on one show and one show only. So on Thursday Night SmackDown, that's where he sat. That was his show. Okay? And he stood there, and that's where he wrestled. And what problem was is he would take people, I don't know why, but it seems like really up-and-coming stars and people with really, really good backgrounds and ready to go, and they're fighters, and mm-hmm. he'd slam them. He'd knock them right down.
Yep.
And he over-dominated. Well, okay, fine. All of a sudden, they start moving some of those guys over to Raw. Why? Because they needed their exposure time.
Exactly.
They needed to get out there, and because they were talented, they had this ability to wrestle very, very well, and they had this ability to do their thing. And all of a sudden, he's back over on Raw.
And then,
one thing they did, and I really, truly liked, was they consolidated their belts, because after WWF bought the WCW, they had the two belts.
They had too many belts,
but they took the two world championship belts, and they called them one belt. They consolidated them, and I liked that.
And then the
just
champion could move
weeks.
Back and forth
yeah.
between both shows, which really gave some really interesting
really
views.
Gave some views and good shake-up. It was a nice
some
idea.
Good shows.
They should have done it with some of the other belts, but... Well, what can you say? They were experimenting. But then, a couple weeks ago, Triple H being on this one show, which, by the way, is also technically, you know, in the acting roles being ran by Eric Bischoff, mm-hmm. which that was a surreal moment.
Wasn't it, though?
Oh, man. Having competition of WCW, the boss of WCW, former WCW, hug the boss of WWF. That
watching,
was weird.
Watching Vince McMahon and Bischoff there together was really kind of an interesting moment.
It was very interesting. It was very. I my jaw hit the floor.
Yeah.
My
but
jaw
now,
hit the floor.
But now they've split the belts again.
But they split the belts
and
again.
Triple H
and
has been literally given
gave
the WCW belt.
The WCW belt to him. I mean, he didn't earn this shit.
I you know what, though? I like how they're kind of playing that into an angle. Yes, he didn't earn the belt, and honestly, I think...
If it's a work, great. If it's an angle from the get-go, that's
oh
great.
Oh, yeah. One thing that's actually happening that I'm hearing a lot of rumble about right now, being kind of on the inside track again, is that the name will probably switch. It'll probably become Monday Nitro again.
See, and I hope they do, because
they really
want to
separate the
brand.
They really want to separate the brands. They've actually
yes.
booked 19 pay-per-views for 2003. So any month that doesn't have a big pay-per-view, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, WrestleMania, is it going to actually have two pay-per-views
that
month?
No, I think that one's a bad idea. What I think they should do, and this is my personal opinion on it, is cut the pay-per-views in half.
They tried that?
No. Go with six in a year. Take the time to build these angles up, because that's one of the problems
with
wrestling.
There's too much money coming in from them. They're not going to do that. The gates are slipping right now.
I would say if you're going to have two separate brands, go ahead and keep six pay-per-views each, but alternate them each month.
I think what
that's
honestly,
a good idea. That's a very good idea.
What they're looking at doing right now is running two sets of pay-per-views, and then the big pay-per-views will be interpromotional. So
okay,
that's just my thoughts.
That's a good thought, though. And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and cut to another break here. We're going to kind of catch our wind, and what I'm going to also do, I think I don't know.
Just check the Dodger score.
Check the Dodger score, but
So I can cry myself to sleep tonight, because if we lose tonight, that's pretty much it.
It's it. It's over for the year.
You know what, though? The last time the Dodgers were, you know, over 500 at the All-Star break, they went to the series, so you never know.
Who knows? Hey, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Where can it be found?
That would be on spankwagon.vftp.net.
Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
And we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Take me up, up, up and away, where the music is my fantasy. Take me up, up, up and away, where fantasy turns to reality. Oh, Captain, take my hand and lead me to the disco land, so I can do all the things I've been longing to do. Oh, let me sing now.
damn near killed him.
Didn't I hear that joke 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, you'll hear it every
week. Every week. This is going to be the running gag.
It's been a running gag in my life since, like, 1990.
Oh. And then, of course, you hear it in that movie,
Men in Black
2. Men in Black 2, they say it. Made him giddy.
I thought I was going to pull myself. Careful, I fling
poo. Aha! You get the new platter. Cream of some young guy.
I'll have the on the poo poo platter. Anyhow.
Oh, it's coming, scat!
Oh!
Hey, to push the envelope, I'll be there.
Yes, we know.
Let me say,
love that.
Working at the former location where I was with you idiots, there was everyone there that had every kind of fetish as possible, but I never found anyone there who was a fecal family act.
Justin. Check the fingernails.
No.
Well, no, Flying J used to talk about shit all the time. Like, shit was like... Everything
shit
about his simple. Humor.
You don't understand. You say take it in the pipe, right?
That's your thing.
That's your thing. You have a fixation on the anal sex.
It's not a fixation.
But you don't understand. It's Flying J, when he gets in the shit, it's not one line, okay? This guy will work shit in from everything from flinging poo to making to how they resemble corn brownies. He goes
he's
the
an expert at shit.
Full fucking way, man.
He can make shit.
He can work shit in any conversation, and he will. He loves to talk about feces.
What is this?
Rev was telling somebody hit him. Anyhow.
Wait, somebody hit him where?
Yeah, well, Rev and I were talking about something else, and then he said somebody hit him. I think that was at the intro. I wasn't following at the intro when I clipped
it in. Maybe Rev got rear-ended or something. Then I thought, shit, he doesn't have a car.
Well, no, he has carts, you know.
Carts.
They're chasing Ron. I can see it like Benny Hill.
Do we really need to give
Ron
something new to complain about? I'm just wondering.
Hit Smack for the rectum joke.
Hey.
Come here, Smack.
Hey.
Take it for the fans.
Alright, I'll take it. Ow, dude.
Fuck, man.
I hit you with this part of my hand.
I heard like fucking lungs echo on that one, man. Shit.
No, those lung echo, you know, when you hit the... Dead solid in like the
Look, it's
chest.
Great. I can lay down on the ground. You guys can pour water into my chest. It works great.
Sure.
He is your regular pool.
Hey, you're welcome, Rev. Sticks, it'll
Anything
make
for our dedicated fans and my official archiver.
Okay.
Hey, I know I had to bring you back onto this one.
Yes.
We were debating who gets the mics.
Yeah.
I have dominated the mics today, and we might have to change that
okay.
up. But
Well, as I understand it, Trench.
Your favorite car's coming back.
Not my.
You wanted to buy this model car and race them.
Flying J and
you
I
went Flying J.
Flying J and I wanted to do this, but unfortunately, Flying J can't follow through on that kind of a
item.
Yeah.
Who's
Basically, the Yugo's making a comeback.
The Yugo is coming back.
It was sad because I really wanted to fucking go ahead and, you know, like get a couple to race them because they're all up at the fucking junkyard.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Fucking everywhere.
They're a popular car. Well,
but the Yugo is now coming back in a big way. A lot of people don't realize why the Yugo left the United States.
Because someone saw someone talking once on a cell phone and thought they were calling, you know, Kmart. Never mind.
I figured it had to do something. The fact if you got into a car accident in a Yugo, it was guaranteed death. They just crunched the car down into coffin shape and called it a day.
No, man. I think you and I have... I don't know if we've done it on the air, but you and I have talked about Yugos in the past.
We've talked extensively, especially in the past 2 weeks.
I mean, I've been inside of a fucking Yugo before.
So have I.
And the fucking quality, man, is just horrible. The fucking... I'm pretty sure we've talked about this in the on the fucking show before. So if anybody's curious about what the interior of an old Yugo GV is like, please go into the archives.
I do remember we talked about that, but yes.
The fucking speedometer crooked and the fucking glue.
Six-pack of Yugos. One dies, crush it against your head, pop open another one.
You know what was funny on eBay? I saw a fucking auction going.
Uh-huh.
It had 2 days left, okay, and 3 bids up to $9 for 6 Yugos in Georgia.
Did it meet the...
The reserve?
Yeah.
There was none.
Oh.
That was what made it so fucking classic.
It's costing more for that guy to...
Twinkie Fire on eBay.
Twinkie Fire?
Twinkie Fire.
Wouldn't a...
Get mass production Twinkie Fries.
Sounds like something like Star Gold Medal would do.
I don't know. I mean, do you know, like, the Dunkin' Donuts and the whole Krispy Kreme rivalry?
Like, they finally opened a Dunkin' Donuts in the south side of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Or not Dunkin' Donuts, but a Krispy Kreme. Mm-hmm. And Krispy Kreme was so worried about the people going there because they were afraid. Because Krispy Kreme was. Because Dunkin' Donuts is entrenched. Dunkin' Donuts is like has been there for so long. There is no other. It's you know
the founder of Dunkin' Donuts is dead, by the way.
Yes.
The
not that guy.
But I already made the donuts.
I already cremated the old bastard.
So, as I was trying to say, the Krispy Kreme people were so worried they hired clowns and stilt walkers and magicians for the opening. They're fucking donuts, and they're hiring stilt walkers. But that's only because the Twinkies got brought up. So let's get back to the U-guys.
I don't even fucking like
Dunkin'. I don't. Dunkin' Donuts, I'll eat.
No, Krispy Kreme.
I love donuts.
I don't like Krispy Kreme.
I don't like Krispy Kreme. They're too sugar. All sugar. You bite into them, your fucking teeth rot on the spot.
Yeah, my fucking...
Yes.
My teeth will wiggle.
You're British.
If I could snort...
You're British. You love bad teeth.
Fuck off. Leave my teeth alone.
I wasn't picking on the teeth. I was picking on you. They were hapless victims.
If he's picking the teeth, it'd be a dental exam right now.
Oh.
So anyhow,
I say dental exam, more of a, you know, more of an like an autopsy or, you know.
Nah. So anyhow, what happened was when Milos Yosevic's what's his name?
Milosevic.
I just said Milosevic. The name right like two minutes ago.
Baby killer in Yiddish. I don't know.
Hoy vey.
Hey. Nah. What happened was he came into power and the UN bombed the Zatasva plant where these are built. So that's why the production was halted. They've actually sold very well in the United States.
Yugos did sell great. I mean, I remember I had a girlfriend whose dad loved those cars.
They're very
tons of them.
They used to have Fiat engines in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's being replaced. Toyota.
Oh.
Toyota.
Is it going to be the same little motor that they put in the Echo?
I believe so.
So
I think so.
Go from Italian rice to Japanese rice.
Not basically for that.
Well,
yeah.
No. What is a staple food of Yugoslavia?
Of Yugoslavia?
Yeah.
Knowing them people, fucking dirt.
Dirt. Well, there you go.
Babies.
No, that's only
cannibals. Anyhow, they're bringing back the new Yugo line. Prices are expected to be between $5,995 and $15,000.
Fiat. Failed international attempt at transportation.
Yeah. You know, that's actually supposed to be Italian instead of international. Or another one is fix it again, Tony.
The funny thing is we know Tony, and Tony, the one we know, had a Yugo torn to bits and pieces in his driveway. Because the previous tenant left it. I wonder who does that stuff like that. But yeah, the previous tenant of the house left it. So he had a Yugo with no front end. Like the whole front end was dropped out and sitting next to it.
That's funny.
Steering linkage. I mean, everything from the steering linkage, from where it connects to the steering wheel, and the entire whole front end.
That's fucking hilarious. See, what Flying J and I had talked about, the commitment, he just couldn't... He can't follow through on it, unfortunately, because of his family situation. We had talked about I was going to be Racer X and paint my Yugo yellow. Uh-huh. He's going to be Speed Racer. And we're going to take him up to the drag strip just to race him for fun. I might hit the 20s, you know. I never can tell.
But they're making these Yugos again, though.
They're making the Yugos again. They've actually never stopped making them.
They're going to call them something different, though.
No, they're going to be called Yugos.
You said something about the price range. What are the prices on them?
$5,995 to $15,000.
Not bad.
A brand new car for under $6,000.
Yes.
Actually, they're considered one of the worst cars in America right now. One of the worst.
I know, but...
I drive a pregnant roller skate.
Yeah, you drive a Ford...
Aspire.
Aspire. You know what? There's worse, though. There's worse, though. The Ford Fiesta.
Yes.
That is the worst car. A guy back home got hit, not once, but twice in one of his Fiestas. Man, that not only does it ruin the absolute car, I mean, it was a fender bender and it totaled the car.
Yeah.
But it was so unsafe, he got back problems for the rest of his life because of it. And it was a sideways, just a fender
bender.
That's
why you don't buy shitty cars.
Got hit by a Cadillac. What happened to the Cadillac? A scratch.
I don't doubt it. Cadillacs are for fucking old people.
No shit, but the Festiva.
Yours was?
Jesus.
That's nice.
It was a boat. I learned to drive that thing up at the end.
You know what, though? That's the best way to do it, though, is to buy a...
That's funny.
Big ass car? Yeah.
That way you can fucking smack shit.
I've actually gone full circle. My first car that I learned to drive in was the Eldorado. First car I bought right after that was a 95 Geo Metro, bright red. Then I went to a Ford Ranger, Suzuki Sidekick,
Saturn, Neon, and then now right. I come full circle back to the little red roller skate.
You know how my cars went? New Hyundai, used Ford pickup, DeLorean.
See, my cars went from 78 Chrysler, or no, 78 Dodge Magnum, the Spank Wagon, the 81 Malibu Wagon, the Chevy, which was the Spank Wagon, the Cordoba, 78 Chrysler Cordoba, my 86 Dodge Shadow, the 99 Stratus, and then while I still own the Stratus, I have a 96, mm-hmm. did I say 99 Stratus? I have a 96 Dakota pickup.
But there's something very interesting right here. There's more to this Yugo connection that meets the eye.
Yes.
Because you're actually looking at adding another car.
Well, Yugo's... Okay, let me give the history.
But it's not a Yugo.
Quick 10-second dirty fucking history. The guy's name, something Bricklin. I can't think of the first
Malcolm.
Name. Malcolm Bricklin. Thank you. Malcolm Bricklin, back in the 60s, was the one who brought in Subaru of America.
He brought in Subaru of
he
America.
He attempted to bring in the Yugo
there's,
the same
there's
way.
Actually a bit more than that right there.
Lots more.
Lots more. But automotive-wise, first he sold a bunch of scooters. Then he got recognized by Subaru and built their dealer database and imported the Subarus.
Yes.
That's how he got his real start in the automotive
in the auto
business.
Industry. Now, he's just more of a philanthropist millionaire kind of foo guy.
But there's something more important.
He built a car in 1974. Now, this is a few years before yours. It was a Gullwing car with an all-fiberglass polymer body.
But there's something very interesting about this. The polymer, actually, is impregnated with pigment, which means you can scratch it and it's the same color
you
below.
Just buff it.
It comes in five colors. Safety green, safety orange, safety red, safety white, and safety suntan.
Yeah, safety suntan.
Which is my favorite color. I like,
I like safety red. Mm-hmm. So safety red works for me. And the reason it's called safety is because the vehicle was called
the SV1.
The SV1. The
safety
Bricklin
vehicle
safety
one.
Vehicle 1. I get it, though. I get it.
I got a joke.
But it's a nice car. Now, I looked at it because I found the link for you.
For the Yugos.
For the Yugos. And I was like, oh, I knew I saw this before because we got into an argument that you said they didn't, and I said they did. And I got you. I sent you a link. But I looked on because they talked about the Bricklin SV1.
And you heard me talk about Bricklins but never saw one.
Never really saw one. And the reason that caught my eye is because they said something in the article about Bricklin SV1s, you know, were cars similar to DeLorean with the Gullwing. Or, yeah, with the Gullwing doors.
Yes.
Like, I wonder what kind of car that is, because I only know the Mercedes and I only know the DeLorean that do the Gullwings.
Then,
of course,
production.
The General Motors one that they actually were talking about. But
we're talking specifically
the two
mass
production. Productions.
And there's a third.
And there's a third. Now, it was this SV1, so I look at it. And the minute I saw it, that car is a sportsy fucking car.
You like it.
I like it. Two problems I have with it, though. Hmm. I mean, aside from, you know, everything, what everybody else has told you about, like, some parts are bad, some parts are this.
Basically,
some issues exist with every vehicle.
And basically, we've gone over that right there, and you've seen that there's nothing that can't be fixed or repaired.
Yes, and fixed or repaired. Why? Because the motor. The motor was the thing that really sold me. One of two. The first one was an AMC 360. Now, that sells me more than any of the other ones, because AMC 360s, if I remember correctly, and I may be wrong, and I can't find anything to back up my thought, but I can take out all the AMC motor and transmission, and I could bolt Chrysler right up. Because back in that day time, they were really starting to mesh their production plants just for a little bit. So if I want spare parts for the motor, and these AMC 360s, which put out 262 horsepower at the wheels, which isn't the greatest, but can be built up.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
I'm also
the reason I didn't put out that much horsepower was insurance. But anyhow... The other cars, now this is the 74 that only had the AMC.
No. 74, actually, 74, yes, did, but 74 also had the option of manual or automatic.
Manual or automatic.
Manuals are four-speed. They're very rare. I don't know what type of trannies they use. 75 was automatic only.
Supposedly someone said Rock Crusher, but I'm not
that's
sure.
A replacement. That's a replacement.
Yeah, that's a replacement.
That's not original. The 75s had 351 Ford Clevelands.
Windsors.
Cleveland's are more powerful.
Which was even higher horsepower rating. It was almost a 300 horsepower.
Matched up to automatic FMX transmissions.
Yes. So it's high-end transmissions. These cars can go. And with them being fiberglass and steel. Now, the steel is also a very interesting thing because the steel is built in such a way, crash tests, the dummies were fine.
And you saw the crash tests, too.
I saw the images of crash tests. Because the minute I got interested, you lit up like a fucking Christmas tree.
Yeah, to say, hey, Gullwing car, that's what you need.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's going carny, but it's a car like that. And let me say, if you're listening to this in the archive, you're listening to it live, a good site to go to get pictures and understand why...
Bricklin.org.
Bricklin, B-R-I-C-K-L-I-N.org. go there. They have it's a fan club, and they have a bunch of other photos of aftermarket stuff done to them.
That's correct. Some as of right now, Trincher does not have one at the time of this recording.
But I'm looking into
the
it.
The search is on.
I am.
Me I have one.
No, you. Yes. Sure? Yeah, you have that model kit of his. Have you seen his little model?
It's
no.
Not a model.
It's a Legos Techniques. And it's a car that has going doors.
I've seen that.
It's this friggin' big.
I've seen it right there. 2 feet long. I've actually seen where other people right there have modded them into DeLoreans.
I think what his is a Bricklin.
It's quite possible.
It's
it.
Very
it's
possible.
Front-mounted motor and everything, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like something like 19 hours to build that thing.
Mm-hmm. But I honest to God think it is actually a Bricklin.
But basically you are going to...
I'm looking into one of these because...
There's one thing, too, that you like gullwing doors.
I do. I've really been sold on gullwing doors.
They're very nice, aren't they?
They're nice. They're very, neat looking, and it is.
But practicality is through the roof.
Oh, God, it is. Absolutely. It's just gullwing doors alone. Now, there's a few things you change. I like the hydraulics because they leak to air struts.
And
the doors, from what I've been reading, are open and closed for you at a touch of a button.
Yes. They're all automatic. Mm-hmm. With once you switch over to the pneumatics, which you're probably going to do,
then
2 to 3 seconds. That's all it takes over the door. All on there.
So, but yeah, it's a very nice looking car. It's a very speedy looking car. It's safe. They did the 3.5 second, 4,000-pound crush test, which is simulating then what happens if a car were to roll over. The windshield didn't even pop out. And they did this crush test right on that A-frame, right on that pillar. And they put 4,000 pounds hydraulic pressure for 5 seconds. 4 seconds? 5 seconds.
I believe it was about 4 or 5.
It's not like for hours, because it never hold up to that.
Yeah.
But it was for a few seconds, and there was no bending, and the windshield didn't crack or pop out or do anything.
Mm-hmm.
The windshield was in perfect shape.
Very safe vehicle.
Very safe vehicle, hence the SV1. It's so safe, they do not include an ashtray and a cigarette lighter.
Yes, that's
that is a non-smoking car.
Because they are meant to be distractions.
Yes.
This is actually in 1974 when they first came out.
74? Now, the car, you know, he didn't have a lot of going for him because there was some issues with the manufacturing.
There were a lot of issues right there, and the prices
money,
did go up.
And the prices had to go up mostly because of the fact that...
They weren't sneaking cocaine in?
nobody sneaks cocaine in my DeLorean.
No. Yeah, you earned yourself a kick in the ass for that comment. But the fact of the matter is the financing, and it was built in Canada. It was a Canadian car by all means, but Detroit parts for the most part. And they couldn't afford to do it. I mean, that's purely what it was. Now, the car had a couple issues.
A lot of interest got lost because they couldn't keep up production.
Yeah,
the prices
production
went over. It was just a car.
Now,
unfortunately, to be honest with you, Bricklin is a car that I look at with DeLorean that I think should have continued because... Bricklin needed money from the federal government of Canada, but they just didn't give it to him.
They just didn't give it to him.
He had to file bankruptcy after that, which is really too bad because if the Bricklin had have continued like the DeLorean, you'd have nice cars.
I think we would. And, you know, I was looking around, and I've looked at a lot of other cars, and one thing that kind of caught my eye is if you look at a Bricklin and you look at a lot of these other cars, some of the RX models and some of the other sports cars that came out, I'm going to say in the early 80s, not including yours because, you know, those two, DeLorean and Bricklin, they saw eye to eye on those of what they wanted, but they didn't want the same thing, so they never did work. Those two worked on the same project together. Man, that would have been great. But
it would have been but egos would not
have
allowed.
It would have been a super safe but very shiny car. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Egos would not have allowed. Those two people are completely different.
Yes.
Bricklin actually asked DeLorean to head up Bricklin Motor Company in Canada, and he said no.
Yeah. Hence, your man has an ego.
Yes, so, as does Bricklin.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, they do.
I know. But as I was saying, a lot of cars get styling cues from these vehicles. Mm-hmm.
Which is very interesting.
Bricklin.
DeLorean comes from Italian Design by Giorgio Gorget. You see a lot of similarities in my car. It's a sister car to the Lotus Esprit, down to the VIRM underbody
and
chassis.
And my car has a styling such as a Pantera.
But there's something very odd, though. See, my car comes from Italian Design. Yes. So you have Isuzus and other cars that really share some similarities, you can see.
Portal windows.
However, the Bricklin comes from a Detroit design firm, not a foreign Italian one, which was really odd right there because usually a lot of that time you didn't see too many of them.
Detroit makes great steel. And I'm still a true diehard because I'll tell you what, I love my Magnums, I love my Corvettes, I love my Dodge. Don't get me wrong, I love Dodge. And, you know, Rev says I love the General E. Yes, the 69 Dodge Charger was one of the best Chargers out there. 70s GTXs. Get it? Not GTXs. Yeah, GTX.
GTX? I kind of like the AMX.
The GetX. is what it was called.
I like the AMX.
Well, the AMX was that was AMC Motors. That's a different company. But yeah,
yeah,
Javelin
was, exactly.
Yeah, it was Javelin, stuff like that is also another. They're nice cars, but you know, I love my Chrysler product, but this car really sold me because it's just totally unique.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is, I do like Gullwings. Now, keep in mind, I like normal doors too. I'm not being, you know.
But like my doors like only take 11 inches to open.
Yeah, 11 inches to open. I only have a little bit of a problem climbing in and out. Okay, no big deal. Another thing I like about it is the fact that people can park slightly close to me. And of course, then I'd have to find the spare door, which is called the hatch.
It is a hatchback, actually.
It is a hatchback. It's
although,
not
although it looks very similar to a Corvette.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And it's a nice car, and I will say that.
So you're going to get a Brooklyn.
I'm looking. But I bring up the picture to the wife.
You're gonna get one.
Because I'm married. I got to pass things through the wife. Through the boss, because I'll tell you what, I'm an underling, and she's, you know, if this were, you know, Mortal Kombat, she's the head boss. Not Mortal Kombat, Double Dragon. That's what I was thinking about.
She's not Chin Chin.
But I have to bring this up through her. So she looks at the car, because I bring up Bricklin.org. She goes, "No, why not? You're not buying a Ricer."
Oh, you didn't just say that.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know, this is far from being a Ricer.
This is very far. If you're looking at the site and you're listening to this, and you better be damn well looking at the site, this isn't a Ricer.
This isn't a kid with their mom and dad's Hyundai putting on aftermarket tacks and shift lights on an automatic.
It is the only...
The WRX.
Yeah.
R-Series WRX, because they got a big R sticker on them.
Yeah.
The Ricer.
It is a true sports car. It doesn't even have power windows.
No power windows. It's sports cars.
It does have full windows, which my car does not have.
Yes, that's one thing I did notice, and I really appreciate, because your windows suck.
My windows don't suck,
dude. In the hot, okay. I'm sorry. What do you wrap a potato in to bake it?
Tinfoil.
Thank you. What's his car made out of?
Tinfoil.
Thank you. Well, more than tinfoil, but still.
Stainless steel.
So we're sitting there in his car. I mean, I'm losing 40 pounds.
Is that when my air conditioner didn't
Yes.
Work? Yeah.
I roll down that window, and the window is the size of, how do I want to word this?
A small shoebox.
A small shoebox, like if you buy a Chuck Taylor's.
Maybe a little bit longer with an angle. Yeah, I'll back that.
But it's a small little teeny window. You don't get air. When I ride with Claude in his car, because we love to go out after show and after the post show, stick my arm out. And the reason I stick my arm out is that way I can get the air to catch into my arm and blow on my face. Otherwise, I get car sick. And Reverend Hammer can attest to that, because Pappage drove like such a herky-jerky way when we were playing Cat Mouse one night, I literally almost lost it right across the dash. Hey, but I've monopolized the time, and you know, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. And
but guess what? No matter what Trench says, to be honest with you, I've
got
to pass
it to the wife. I hope I get it. I'd really enjoy that car.
To be honest with you, get her the kitten like we talked about.
I know, but that's another story, and we'll talk about that some other show.
Get her the kitten, and basically, you can pass it to the wife, and you will own your own Gullwing car.
I will own my own Gullwing car, yes. That, you know what, Gullwing or not, it'd be a fun car to own. It'd be definitely a fun car. I already do that, and that doesn't give me shit.
Yeah? Did you remember to bring batteries and lotion?
Yes.
Okay, did you get the flavored lotion?
Yes.
Get her some flavored underwear for you, man.
See, you know what that shit is? Fruit roll-ups. You know what I don't like to eat because it reminds me of Jell-O skin? Fruit roll-ups.
Maybe you should go a different direction.
What's that?
Handcuffs.
Done that.
Really?
I'm telling these guys way too much. Won't do that. Can't do that.
Paddles?
What?
There you go.
I don't know about that.
You try the spanking?
Yeah. Say what?
This is spanking.
I'm not going to make a segment out of my... No.
Maybe your wife needs to punish you before you can accept it.
If you would like to post on the message board possible things that Trench could do to spice up the old sex life.
It's fine. I am very happy with it. You know what, you fuckers?
Yeah, you are.
You better not be. I got a song for Smack, and then we'll close out the rest of the show.
Maybe you're not communicating properly in your love life. Maybe she needs to get a strap on.
No. Hey, guys, please, leave the pipe talk to the faggot over there in the headset. Oh, shit. The one with the...
Toss or salad, maybe. I don't know.
All right, folks. Claude, can you take us out?
I really don't want to. We're having so much fun with
this.
Yeah,
I know you
right
are.
Here.
But we're done with the show, and I got a song just for Smack here per request.
You do munch on the box, right?
Okay, spankwagon.vftp.net. Spank Wagon Radio. By the way, for those who are listening, yes.
He eats his wife, yeah.
Shut up. The Dodgers did win.
Woohoo!
Smack's going to go home happy.
Of life have been chasing my soul, and my mind is transcendental, and I'm losing all control, and I'm sinking in the quagmire of illusions and Thoreau. I cry out, my name is T-Bone, as a hound dog digs a hole. You ask so many questions, what answer should I choose? Is this Plato's heebie-jeebies or just existential blues? Existential blues, my blue sweat, existential blues. I was on a quest, walking on the road when they do die, do die. I was walking on the road, I was looking for the truth of life, and I came across all these little people all around me. They looked at me and said, hey, mister, are you tall? I said, yes, I'm tall, but who are you, where, little wonders? They looked at me with their big red bloodshot eyes and said, we are the lollipop kids, lollipop kids, lollipop kids. We are the lollipop kids.
on a quest, walking on Roman Day, I said, hey, kids, I'm looking for the truth of life. Where do I go? Who do I see? Slow down, mister. In order to find the truth of life, one must see the wizard. I said, the wizard? Well, where's this wizard old wise one live? I said, you see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill? I said, yes, I see the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. There's a big dark forest between me and the big green glow in a dark house up on a hill. A little old lady on a Hoover vacuum cleaner going, ow, get shot, pretty, you little long Toto, too. I don't even have a little dog, Toto. Such predicaments, I must forge ahead. Walking on the road, I must find the truth of life. I said, but you know, kids, I can handle a big green glow in a dark house up a hill. I can handle a dark forest. I can handle the little old lady. It's a very strange road you're sending me down. I've seen yellow stripes in the middle of a road before, but kids, never quite that wide. All right, tighten your shorts, pilgrim, and sing like the Duke. Follow the old girl. Come on. Tired of walking down this old blinding yellow road, so I pull my little tired body off the little rest area, and lo and behold, a little field of little red flowers out there, and it smells so good. I was getting pretty tired, and it smells so good, and I figured, well, I'll just stretch out in this little field of poppy, 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 poppy. Hey, what a strange dream, man, you know. Little flowers that smell awfully good, and I was very tired, and the old wizard's just going to have to wait, man, because I'm just going to stretch out again in this little field of poppy, poppy, poppy.
Oh, God. Dorothy.
Along came this old man in a green Eldorado II, screeched to a halt. A little short man with a big red nose, toking a bottle of Yukon Jack, strolled up to me and said, hey, son. I said, old man, don't bother me, Bobby. He said, T-Bone. I said, wait a minute, this man knows my name. He must be the Wizard. He must be the Wizard. The Wizard of Oz. Why have you come to haunt me? The Wizard of Oz. I said, oh, Wizard of Wise, when I have been on a quest. Walk down the road, they do not. And this is me, we have a lot of kids. A little bit, I've been through hell. He said, hey, son, slow down, relax. I said, but Wizard of Wiser, and I've come so far to find the truth of life. He says, hey, son, slow down, relax. He says, to tell you the truth, son. I said, Wizard, that's what I've come to find is the truth. He says, no, son, you got me all wrong. To tell you the truth, son, how can I tell you this? I've been in this field of poppies a long time myself, and I've come to find, son, that the only truth in life is right here in this bottle. I said, Wizard. He said, no, truly, son. In fact, I'd rather have this bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. How profound, Wizard. Some girl with psychic powers, she said, T-Bone, what's your sign? I blink and answer neon. I thought I'd blow her mind. She's reading Moby Dick by some fruitcake named Herman. She's chomping on an aquarish. Was the Duchess really joining? You ask so many questions. What answers should I choose? Is this really Butte, Montana, or just existential blues? Really Butte, Montana? Is this Plato's EBGBs? Is this schizoid paranoia?
Listening to Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net.